Jesus proclaimed God's forgiveness, healed the sick, reached out to the suffering, and ate with anyone and everyone. Jesus did this. The early church did these things, and we do these things. We support each other in sharing God's love as we work to bring healing and wholeness, to join in God's mission. Tonight, we remember the new commandment that Jesus gives the disciples. That's what the Maundy and Maundy Thursday comes from, the Latin mandatum, or command. A new commandment. Jesus says, just as I have loved you, you should love one another. And this final example of Jesus eating with the disciples and washing their feet is consistent with his whole life and ministry. He came not to be served, but to serve. To announce the kingdom of God that is like a banquet feast where all are invited. You see, this love in the flesh, God incarnate, has come. And he gives this new commandment. Except it isn't that new. We've heard that we are to love one another. This isn't new. Except that it is. You see, God reveals God's self in Christ. Love takes on the fullness of what it means to be human. And so we can no longer look at love in the same way. Love can no longer simply be an abstract concept, a far-off and floaty ideal. For love now has skin and flesh and blood. Love has lived. Love has taken on all of what it means to be human. Love washes the feet of everyone at the table. Grace, love, forgiveness, and service without an agenda other than love and compassion. This is what Jesus does. This is what the church does. Thousands of years ago and today, offers grace, love, forgiveness, and service with no agenda other than love and compassion. It looks like doing the tasks no one wants to do, like listening to hear and understand with curiosity rather than judgment. It looks like mourning with those who mourn and rejoicing with those who rejoice. You see, it's radical to eat with anyone and everyone. Jesus eats with all the wrong people. The table is filled, even this night, just among his closest disciples, the table is filled with those who will betray him and deny him and abandon him when he needs them most. But they still have a place. In fact, they still have places of honor. They are still served. They are still washed with love incarnate. Again, Jesus' final example is consistent with his whole life. Healing and reconciliation are offered to all people for free. The table is open to everyone, even those considered to be the worst of people, the sinners, the tax collectors, and the Pharisees. The lines people draw between themselves and others at God's table, they have been erased. Servant and master, Jew and Gentile, family and not family, male and female, Republican and Democrat, these things no longer. For all are one in Christ. In the kingdom of God, everyone has a place at the table. Everyone serves and everyone is served equally. No exceptions. It's hard for Peter to get this false humility. Lord, not me. I should be serving you. And when Jesus tells him he must be washed, for all get served equally, he says, okay, well, give me more. And Jesus says, no, the same. The same as everyone. And it's all that you need. For it is grace and love for you. There are no exceptions. Everyone is served. And everyone is called to serve. Even the betrayer, the denier, the abandoner, even the one who lives differently, the one who believes differently, even the person we can't stand to be around, even the person we consider unworthy, they are there with no distinction between us and them, for all are one in Christ. Everyone has a seat at God's table. Even you and me. So take and eat. For Christ has made a place at the table for you. Christ's body and blood given and shed for you. You are accepted as you are. All that's left is to accept that you are accepted. Love as Christ has loved and is loving you. In real, tangible ways, big and small. Serve and be served. You are a beloved child of God and a perfectly free servant of your neighbor, no more and no less. Take and eat. Love has been given to you, and love is what you are called to give. Serve in the example of Jesus, and know that the living Christ continues to love and serve you into new life.